Supply disruptions and changes. Supply disruptions and changes may occur due to any number of circumstances, from shorter-lived or region-specific phenomena like labor disputes and tropical storms to long-lasting global events such as the COVID-19 pandemic, which has affected the supply chains of 94% of Fortune 1000 companies, according to Accenture. Accenture states that organizations must continually cycle through mobilizing, sensing, analyzing, configuration, and operation steps as they respond to disruptions. These steps are marked by the following actions. Mobilizing includes enacting the initial response plan and establishing rules for how to respond to further disruptions and manage contingencies. This may involve setting up a dedicated response team. Sensing involves reprioritization of risks and responses depending on the newly arising challenges. Analyzing is a process of working through what-if scenarios and protocols for sourcing, planning, manufacturing, and distribution of products, as well as any services the organization offers or may offer in response to the disruption. Configuration requires the organization to change the existing supply chain network and product flows to follow the protocols that were developed in the previous step. Organizations should develop metrics to track the success of the configuration process and the protocols that have been enacted. Operation is the process of executing the plans and protocols and tracking the results that have been measured following the organization's efforts. Depending on the size and longevity of the disruption, organizations may have to cycle repeatedly through these steps as the disruption progresses. What an organization chooses to do initially may no longer be the best course of action as other members of the supply chain respond and the effects of the disruption change over time. Wharton University writes that organizations that have prioritized low-cost suppliers may find utility in supply sources that can be increased to deal with demand fluctuations and supply issues due to disruptions such as the COVID-19 pandemic. Focusing on resiliency is wise. Organizations may do this by increasing inventories of crucial parts and materials or finding new suppliers. One example of this may be using local suppliers or suppliers from multiple different global regions, even if some of them may result in increased costs. This could help an organization continue to operate normally if suppliers in specific countries or regions are forced to temporarily shut down production or shipping operations. Wharton University notes that organizations that wait to enact these changes until the disruption occurs may struggle to find new suppliers or redesign products or processes in time to make a positive impact. Organizations that have proactively developed plans are better able to respond to disruptions that would otherwise threaten organizational viability, remaining in business when others do not.